小的聚会要跟各位互相参考的题目是主从诸间。
For this after the topic that for our mutual encouragement is between owner and worker.
有的公司老板跟他的员工互动非常好。
Some owner and worker they work very well together.
所以公司的业务呢非常兴旺。
And hence, because of that, their business prosper greatly because of this very good mutual cooperation.
老板的进项一直的增加，老板的收入一直的增加。
And the boss will continue to make profit.
那员工也分享到一些福利。
So not only the employer gains the profit, the employee will share the profit that they made.
皆大欢喜。
And everybody will be happy in the company.
那主耶稣跟我们弟兄姐妹也互动非常好。
Our Lord Jesus also worked very well with his disciple.
因此呢，主耶稣要给我们的恩典呢也非常多。
And hence, there's a lot of blessing that our Lord will give all of us.
所以信耶稣的人多。欢喜快乐。
And anyone who comes to believe in the Lord Jesus will also rejoice.
那么有关主耶稣所说的比喻，葡萄园这个比喻。
And with regard to the parable of the vineyard.
下午要讲第二个单元。
And this afternoon I should continue with the second part.
我们每一个人对信仰都很认真。
And all of us take our faith very seriously.
都很尊重我们的神。
And we all have great respect for our God.
这是主耶稣所期待的，能够达到的。
And this is a hope of our Lord Jesus, and that we can all attain.
所以美好的信仰可以带来我们今生的幸福跟来生。
Hence, a good faith will bring a lot of blessing in our present life as well as our eternal lives.
请看马太福音二十章第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 23.
到第六节。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十章。
Sorry, Matthew chapter 20.
第三节到第六节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 3 to 6.
耶在输出，出去看见树上还有闲站的人。第四节。
Verse 4.
就对他们说：“你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们。”他们也进去了。第五节。
Verse 5.
耶在五正和神出，又出去，也是这样行。第六节。
Verse 6.
耶在有出出去，看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说：“你们为什么整天在这里闲站呢？”这个比喻当中的我们第二个单元要谈的。
In part two.I shall mention another topic with regard to this parable of the workers in the vineyard.
就是第三节到第六节的一部分。
In other words, I shall illustrate what is in verse 3 to verse 6.
那这一部分我要分为两点来谈。
And from verse 3 to verse 6, I will subdivide into two points.
第一点就是三节到六节有谈到从上午三点到下午五点这一段期间。
The first point is regard to the time, from third hours to 11th hour.
我要把它分析为人生的几个阶段。
And I shall expand this into the lives in the this different part of our lives.
第二点要谈的。
The second point
就是闲站的人
is those people who just lays around and did nothing.
无事所做，整天就在那边站，在等什么的样子。
And the people who did nothing and they just hang around.
从早上九点到下午五点呐。
From the morning 9 o'clock to the afternoon 5 o'clock.
也可以比喻为我们一般现在正常工作的这个时间。
It's a time that we work today. We work from 9 to 5.
我们把它称为是白天。
And we'll call this time in the morning.
我们请看约翰福音第九章第四节。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter
9. 约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
第四节。
Verse 4.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来做的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工。
As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
所以，从早上九点到下午五点，我们把它比方为我们工作的时间。
So from 9 to 5 is the day, and it's a time that we work.
在白天上班是很正常的事情。
And it's a very normal thing that all of us go to work in the day.
尤其农业社会。
Especially in the society at a time.
但是现在呢，无论白昼晚间都有人在上班。
However, in our modern society, people work not only day, they also work at night.
因为时代不同啊。
It's different from a farming industry.
工作的内容不同。
And the content of the work is also very different.
那这里所说的呢，白天这个是指的古代那个时候因为晚上不能做什么。
Here it says, as long as this day, because during this time, they cannot do any farming work at night.
白天呢，另外的含义也是指的我们人生在世还活着的时候，眼睛亮亮的时候。
And another meaning is also day with regard that we are living and we're still alive.
那黑夜可以指着我们眼睛闭起来长不开，已经结束人生的生活。
And night refers that when we are sleeping and that we end the toy of our day and when we come to end of our lives.
白天也可以说主耶稣还没有再来之前，这段时间恩典时代呢，好像白天非常好。
And prior to the coming of our Lord Jesus, this daytime seems like it's good time because it's a time of grace.
那晚上呢，黑夜来临，黑暗的势力掌权，主耶稣再来了。
And at night, It's a time where the darkness takes over, and it's the evil power that takes over prior to the coming of our Lord Jesus.
当然你要做圣工没有机会。
And until then, it will be too late for any of us to work for the Lord.
那主要是在这个葡萄园这个比喻里面的早上九点到中午十二点这一段三个小时啊。
So here in the parable of the workers in the vineyard, from the 9 o'clock in the morning until
就是从九点上午九点到中午十二点。
From 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock in the morning, this 3 hours.
这一段时间我要把它比方为青年时期，要进入中年。
And I'll refer this to the period of youth entering into adulthood.
那中午十二点到下午三点这一段
，and from the afternoon 12 to 3 o'clock，
我要把它比方为中年人。
I'll call this a middle age。
那下午三点到五点呢？这一段呢？我要把它就是比喻为就是不惑之年中年人要进入老年人这一段。
And then from 3 to 5。O'clock, I shall refer to this period as a transition from middle age to old age.
那就有出是下午五点，那下午五点到六点这一段呢，只有一个小时，时间很短。
And so, and then from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, it is a very short period of time. It's just an hour.
要把它比方为这个老年人。
And I shall refer to this as an old age.
那这一段的这个时间里面呢，各色各样的人都有。
So from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock, there are people of all different ages.
所以呢，在圣经里面有关青年人侍奉神，这个也是非常旺盛的内容。
And there are lots of incidents in the Bible that tells us how many youth work for the Lord.
那么在教会神的家中呢，青年人侍奉主做神的工也是非常多的。
And also in the house of God, there was a lot of youth working, and serving God.
就在圣经的案例，无论是旧约圣经、新约圣经都有。
And whether it's an Old Testament or New Testament, you can see a lot of examples of the youth, serving God.
像但以理书里面。就有提到但以理还有他几个朋友，他们都是青年时代。
A good example is Daniel. He's a youth that served God.
他们侍奉神啊，真的让神非常欣赏。
And Daniel and his friends, they're all young people who serve God, and God are very pleased. Is very pleased with their serving.
请看但以理书第一章十七节。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 1.
十七节。但以理书第一章十七节
Chapter 1 verse 17
这四个少年人神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识但以理又明白各样的异象和梦兆
So to these four young men God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds
这四个希伯来人呢，在青年时代蒙神的恩典很多啊。
And these four young men, four Hebrews, they receive a lot of blessing from God.
为什么神要给他们这种恩典呢
？And why is that God has given these four young men so much talent and gift？
就是希望他们借着所学的呢。来侍奉神，荣耀神。
And it's because God wants them to serve Him with the knowledge and understanding that they have received.
那么有关这四个人呢？其中有一个但以理的记录呢，非常多啊。
And among these four young men, there are lots of record of the life of one of them, which is Daniel.
他从青年时代啊，就蒙神重用。
And since young, he is a man that has been especially used by God.
一直到老年人呢，他对当时的那个国家的贡献也是很大的。
And until when he is in his old age, he also served God and has great contribution to his nation.
所以在旧约圣经确实有很多青年人啊，在参与侍奉神方面呢非常热烈的。
So in the Old Testament, there are many young men that serve God in their youth.
那新约圣经里面呢啊，当教会成立以后，也有很多的年轻人。
There are also many incidents in the New Testament where there are lots of youth serving God after when the church is established.
请看使徒行传十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章第一节到第三节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 1 to 3.
保罗来到特比，又到路苏德，在那里有一个门徒名叫提摩太，是信主诸犹太人的夫人的儿子，他父亲却是希利尼人。第二节。
Verse 2.
路苏德和以哥念的弟兄都称赞他，保罗要带他同去，只因那些地方的犹太人。都知道他父亲是希利尼人，就给他行了割礼。这里介绍一个年轻人叫提摩太。
Here, it's a person called Timothy.
当时的保罗大概是中年人。
Paul at that time is probably in his middle age.
他来到这里发现这个年轻人提摩太。可以造就的人才啊。
So when he came to this place, he found this young man Timothy, a person who is worthy to be trained to serve God.
就拣选他来学习当传道。
So he chose him to be a worker and preacher of God.
那么这一位年轻传道提摩太呢，从保罗得到的造就非常大。
And this young man Timothy received a lot of edification and nurture from Apostle Paul.
因为保罗呢，他把他当为主角，是他的父亲这样来教导他。
And Paul see Timothy as a son, and teach him. the words of God.
在当面的教导或者是书信的教导都对提摩太的造就很大。
Whether it's through direct instruction from the letters that he has written to Timothy, Timothy greatly received a lot of learning from Apostle Paul.
教导他为人态度啊，这个很重要的。
And it's also very important that Paul taught Timothy how he should carry himself.
请看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
十二节。
Verse
12. 提摩太前书第四章十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
不可教人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上多做信徒的榜样。
So don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, in purity.
在年轻的时代，就在言语、行为、爱心、信心上的表现这么突出啊。
So we can see that Timothy is very exemplary in his speech, in his life, in his love, and in his faith, and his purity to the rest of the believers.
这是很不容易的事情。
And it's not an easy thing for a young man to do.
所以当时的弟兄姐妹心目中，提摩太是一个好模范的青年。
So among the brothers and sisters, Timothy is a good example to the rest of them.
请看第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
不过严着老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄。
Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exalt him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers.
提摩太能够成功在传道的树上能够荣耀神，跟他为人态度有关系的。
And the reason why Timothy can be so successful in his work as a preacher has everything to do with his character.
所以他在教会里面的这个葡萄园里面工作，好像九点到十二点。
And it seems like he's working in the vineyard, which is the church, from 9 to 5.
还有一个马可啊，
约翰马可。Sorry, from 9 to 12. And there's another good example. His name is Mark.
请看《使徒行传》十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
37节、38节。
Verse 37 to 38.
巴拿巴有意思要带称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在邦腓利亚离开他们，不和他们同去。做工就以为不可带他去。保罗跟巴拿巴啊，这两个人呢年纪比较相近。
Paul and Barnabas are contemporaries.
啊，巴拿巴呢啊，比保罗是更早啊当传道的。
And Barnabas comes before Paul in his career as a preacher.
那他们两个呢，对这个马可呢，本来都很欣赏的。
And both of them, Paul and Barnabas, really admire Mark.
但是这个约翰马可呢，因为年轻啊，比较少出外工作呢，曾经第一次跟保罗出去啊，不习惯。
And because Mark has not been traveling a lot, so he was not used to traveling with Paul.
就跑回耶路撒冷。
So he went back to Jerusalem.
那保罗认为这个年轻人不行啊，这一次不要跟他，不要带他去。
Paul thought this young man, is not able to hold up to his work, so he refused to take Mark with him again.
还是巴拿巴呢，比保罗心地比较宽宏。
However, Barnabas has a more open mind than Paul.
如果呢，这一次马可被拒绝，以后他在圣工上也许没有表现的空间了。
So if Mark will be to be turned down again, by Barnabas, probably he may be disheartened for the work as a preacher.
第一次出去工作呢，表现不好，也许他也是很伤心，也许痛悔过，保罗不知道。
So the first time he didn't do too well, he may be very upset, but Paul didn't know.
但是这个马可后来还是表现得很好，也博得这个保罗的称赞。
And later on, as we continue to read, we see that Mark did a better job the second time, and he was then praised by Paul.
还有一个叫提多啊。
Another person is Titus.
那这几个青年人对当时的教会贡献都很大。
And Titus, Mark, Timothy, all these people contribute a lot to church and God in their youth.
我们教会啊，温哥华教会有很多青年人对教会贡献很大。
And in church, in Vancouver Church, there are also a lot of youth that contribute greatly to the work of God.
那当年主耶稣呢，非常高兴的。
And of course, all this work pleased our Lord Jesus greatly.
那再来呢，就是午正哈，中午这个时间。
Next, another time, which is 12 o'clock.
这个可以把它比方为中年人。
So from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I'll refer to people during their middle age.
圣经在新约圣经也提到几个人的名字，我猜大概他们是中年人。
And in the Bible, it mentions some a few people, and I guess they are in their middle age.
除了保罗，还有巴拿巴这两个人以外
，and beside Paul and Barnabas,
还有一对夫妻呀、啊。
There's another couple.
请看《使徒行传》十八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
第二节第三节。
Verse 2, verse 3.
使徒行传十八章第二节第三节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 2 and verse 3.
遇见一个犹太人名叫亚基拉，他生在本都，因为哥劳丢命，犹太人都离开罗马。先见带着妻子百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔了他们。他们本是铸造帐篷为业，保罗因与他们同业，就和他们同住做工。这里记载一对夫妻呀、啊，就是亚基拉、百基拉。
Here it talks about a couple, Aquila and Priscilla.
我猜他们大概也是中年人哦。
I think they are in their middle age.
那这一对夫妻呢，在教会里面也参与圣工。
And this couple, they served God in church at that time.
他们对道理的造就呢，也是非常丰富的。
And they also devote themselves a lot to the words of God.
不要小看他们，他们虽然不是专任传道，但是道理的造就很丰富。
Although they were not preachers.By career, they are very, they put a lot of effort in studying the words of God.
请看二十六节。
Verse 26.
他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、亚基拉听见，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。有一个人叫做亚波罗。
There is a Jew, his name is Apollos.
他在教会里面非常活跃。
And he's a very active man in church.
因为他很有口才学问啊，很会讲道。
And because he's very well educated and an eloquent man.
但是道理呢，还是不能很深入的啊分析出来。
However, he does not have a very thorough knowledge of the scripture.
他对圣工非常有热情啊。
Yet he's a person who is very zealous for church work.
很有胆量。
And he's very bold.
表现很好。
And he did very well in all the work that he take on.
但是亚基拉、百基拉这对夫妻听了、啊，还是觉得需要再辅导他。
And after Priscilla and Aquila heard him talk and give sermon, they feel that they need to explain to him more the way of God adequately.
那这个亚波罗呢，也是很谦虚的啊，接受这一对夫妻的指导。
And Apollos was also very humble enough to receive the teaching from this couple, Priscilla and Aquila.
再来就是神初，就是下午三点。
Next, I'd like to talk about the time period, which is from 3 o'clock on.
我把它比方为不惑之年，就是四十岁以后要进入老年人这一段。
And it's the transition period from middle age to old age.
所以把他称为中老年人啊，也不老也不算年轻，这种人在教会蛮多的。
And there are lots of members in our church that is in this period, which is before old age and past their middle age.
那像这种人在教会服侍神啊，在教会参与圣工也很多。
I just said there are many of church members that are in this category.
但是以时间来说呢，他们可能比年轻人更短暂。
But however, the time left for them to serve God is not as much as the youth.
但是呢，能够把握时间也是很非常好的。
But it's also very good that they can take home off any time to serve God.
那新约圣经也有这种人物啊。
And in the New Testament also, there are people that belong to this category.
有的自认老，其实还不老，还可以做的。
Some people may think that they are old, but they still feel that they can serve God.
请看约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音十九章。
Chapter 19.
三十八节到四十节。
Chapter 19, verse 38 to 40.
做些事以后，有亚里马太人耶稣，是耶稣的门徒。主因怕犹太人，就暗暗的做门徒。他来求比拉多，要把耶稣的身体领去。比拉多允准，他就把耶稣的身体领去。三十九节。
Verse 39.
又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着木药存香约一百斤前来。四十节。
Verse 14.
他们就照犹太人的殡葬的规矩。把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好，这里记载两个信徒。
Here record two believers.
就是耶稣跟尼哥底母。
And they are Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus.
这两个要进入老年那时候呢，做了一件非常美好的工作。
And these two individuals, before they enter into old age, they did the beautiful things for God.
就是他们两个合作呢，把主耶稣被钉十字架死了的尸体处理都非常完美。
Together, both Joseph and Nicodemus took care of Jesus, his body.
那主耶稣三天就又复活了。
And he took care of Jesus' body, and 3 days later, his body resurrected.
那这两个人呢，就在当时的犹太公会里面的有职位的人。
And these two people, they have very they have status in the Jewish council.
因为环境的关系呢，不能够太早露面。
Because of the society at that time, they are not allowed to reveal their status.
我想主耶稣也很同情他们的立场。
And I'm sure Lord Jesus understand.
尼哥底母第一次来见耶稣是在晚间啊，他不敢白天。
Because Nicodemus did not dare to see Jesus in the day. He went to see Jesus in the night, the first time when he went to see him.
那主耶稣跟他谈到得救重生的道理啊，他自认他已经老了，未老先衰啊。
And Jesus talked to him about to be born of water and the Spirit, and to be born again. But Nicodemus felt that he is old and does not have the time to. Be born again.
请看约翰福音三章第四节。
Let's turn the book of John, chapter 3, verse 4.
约翰福音第三章第四节。
John chapter 3, verse 4.
尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如果能重生呢，岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
He said here, verse 4, how can a man be born when he is old? Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born again.
尼哥底母不算老，但是他自认他已经老了。
Nicodemus, he think that he is old here.
他也许对犹太公会里面的这个职务呢，他还能够胜任。
Maybe he can take on this his work, in the Jewish council.
但后来他转移工作的 这个内容，就是投入在主耶稣里面。
But then later on, he turned his focus into the ministry of the Lord Jesus.
他是逐步的调整而进入的。
And he slowly adjust himself, to serve God in his old age.
我们教会也有这种人才。
And there are also a lot of people who belong to this category.
第四种就是有出，就是下午五点到六点。
And the fourth time period is after 5 o'clock.
我把它比方为老人点。
And after five, I refer to it as like a sunset, which is those people who are older.
所以他们在教会里面工作的时间很短啊，只有一个小时。
And these seniors only have 1 hour to work for God, which is from 5 to 6.
那圣经里又提到就老人人服侍神的事情嘛。
And in the Bible, there are also incidents of people who are who serve God in their old age.
光是路加福音第二章，你就可以发现了、啊，这里面可以有三个人介绍给我们认识的。
And just like in the book of Luke, we can already find three character that serve God in their old age.
这三个都是年纪很大的。
And these three are elderly believers.
不是三个，两个了哈。
I'm sorry, there are two, not three.
第一章有一个。
Chapter one, there's one.
第一章那个一个老祭司啊，就是撒加利亚。
And in chapter one, we can see there's an old priest, and his name is Zechariah.
这个祭司不应该做到这么老，但是他。他就是年纪很大还不退休了。
It's uncommon for priests to serve God in their old age, but he still refused to retire, but continues to serve God as a priest.
那第二章有记载一个西面，一个叫做亚拿，他们都年纪很大的。
And in chapter two, also as another character, his name is Simeon.
他们都在圣殿里面服侍神啊。
And both of them they serve God in the synagogue.
像旧约圣经那个以利祭司啊
，Just like in the Old Testament, there's this priest. His name is Eli.
也是做祭司做到九十几岁啊，太不
应该。And he served God as a priest until he's 90 some years old.
但是呢，能够做就做。
But they feel that as long as they're still alive, they would serve God until they're old.
因为主耶稣在这个葡萄园比喻里面呢、啊，这个有出进去的主。做过一个小时，但是还是给他一钱银子、啊。
Because if you were to read in the parable of the vineyard, those people who work from 5 to 6, even for that hour, God, the Lord Jesus pays him 1 denarius.
所以老年人只要身体健康方便，各方面方便啊，虽然做很短暂，也可以，可以。
So even though you're old, but as long as you're healthy, it's okay that you serve God just for an hour.
有的老年人只要他花几分钟讲几句话，对教会造就就很大了。
And I'm sure we heard of people, elderly believers, who edify members, in their words of encouragement.
因为他是众信徒所尊敬的人，只要他讲几句话，就解决很多事情了。
And if this elderly person, is one that is being respected by the members, just his word is enough to encourage the rest of the believers.
虽然时间很短，讲这几句话，但主耶稣还是很欣赏啊，因为他做几句话能够，让圣工更顺畅。
And even though it's just few words, but the Lord Jesus still really pleased him because these words has encouraged the members.
这就是人生啊，一生当中几个阶段啊，这个年龄层啊，我们教会都有。
So we can see that in our church, we have believers of all different walk of life and different ages.
再看回马太福音二十章。
Let's turn back to the book of Matthew, chapter 20.
第三节。
Verse 3, the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
约在上午九点出去，看见树上还有闲站的人。
Verse 3, about the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing.
学校毕业，踏入社会就失业了。
There are some people the moment when they graduated from school and prior entering into society, that's this period where they are jobless.
有些学生抱着一股热情要为社会服务，结果一出社会找不到工作，真是很苦恼。
There are some graduates, some prior before graduation, that is this zealousness that they want to find jobs, satisfy their ambitions, but because they cannot find jobs, they may be very disheartened.
他找不到工作啊，就在那边闲站啊，没有办法。
And because they couldn't find job, they just probably wait around and did nothing.
再看第六节。
Verse 6.
在有出出去看见还有人站在那里，就问他们说：“你们为什么整天在这里闲站？”
So about the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, "Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?"
有的老年人找不到工作。
We know there are some older people, elderly people who cannot find work to do.
年轻人都没有空缺的位置啊，你老年人哪里能够找到？不可能啊。
And even the youth cannot find work to do, let alone the elderly ones.
所以这些闲站的人，有的站一整天啊，没有人要雇佣他。
So these are the people who have been standing around the whole day because nobody wants to hire them.
请看第七节。
Verse 7.
他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。
Because no one has hired us. And they answered, he said to them, you also go and work in my vineyard.
因为家族雇主不需要啊，所以就没有雇佣他们。
Because the owners of the vineyard, they don't need any more workers, so they are not hired.
为什么没有人雇佣他们？
Why is that nobody hired them?
这个有很多原因。
There may be many reasons.
整个大社会景气不好啊。
Maybe if we look at the whole world, there may be economic recession.
连一些博士、硕士、什么硕、什么硕都找不到工作，你有什么办法？
And during this time of recession, people with who are very qualified cannot even find works, let alone people who are unqualified.
求职的人很多啊，但是要用人的不多。
There are a lot of people who are seeking for jobs during the time of recession, but they are not. There's no demand.
所以闲站的人，闲站的人就很多。
So as a result, there are lots of people who hang around standing there all day, doing nothing.
但是这些闲站的不一定找不到工作嘞。
But these people doesn't mean that they will not find jobs in the end.
有的人是很会挑工作的。
Sorry, these people doesn't mean that they don't have jobs, but maybe they are very picky in choosing the work that they want to do.
因为他现在呢不是很急啊，如果万一连换都没有换出啊，他就不会挑工作了。
Perhaps they don't feel the urgency when they were looking, but if they are indeed very urgent, they will take on anything.
还有一点点啊，还可以啦，所以我可以挑比较好、比较合我意的工作。
And because they are not urgent in looking for jobs, so they will just stand around and pick and choose the one that will suit them best.
但是闲站的也有真正是非常懒惰啊，对。
And among these people who are standing there, there are also some who are by nature very lazy.
游手好闲的这一种人。
And these people would just want to hang around and do nothing.
请看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 5,
13节。
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13.
提摩太前书五章十三节。
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13.
并且他们又习惯懒惰，哀家闲游，不但是懒惰，又说长道短，好管闲事，说些不当说的话。
Besides, they get into the habit of being idlers and going about from house to house, and not only do they become idlers, but also gossipers and busybodies, saying things they ought not to.
我们常常在想，早期的教会是非常完美，不见得。这里提到啊，好管闲事啊，这个啊，这个游手好闲的人也有啊。
Here it talks about there are lots of idlers who did nothing but gossiping in the church of earlier days.
如果一个团体里面啊，这些说长道短的人啊，不要几个啦，整个教会会乱。
So in a community, you just need to have one gossiper, and that is enough to create a lot of chaos for the church.
好在这种人啊，在现在教会啊，很少很少找不到。
And I sure hope that we cannot find this kind of person in the church.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面说。那些闲站的人都有原因的。
So here, that's why, in the parables of the workers in the vineyard, there are many different kind of people just standing around, and doing nothing.
有的人找不到工作，景气不好，为什么？因为发生饥荒啊，有天灾人祸发生，这个都会造成工作短缺啊。
And there are many reasons that result in a shortage of work, like economic recession, famine, natural disasters.
我们请看阿摩书书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
阿摩书书第八章。
Page 651.
十一节。
Verse 11. Chapter 8, verse 11, book of Amos.
主耶和华说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，连饥饿、灰阴无饼、干渴、灰阴无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。”
The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send famine through the land, not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
这里提到属灵的饥荒发生。
Here it talks aboutA spiritual famine.
那这个饥荒一发生啊，圣工连连，找不到工作的那种。
And because of this spiritual famine through the land, there are workers that couldn't find the words of the Lord.
那么这个属灵的饥荒啊，这个有好几个啊，这个状况。
And there are many reasons that result in a spiritual famine.
其中有一个状况可以做参考的。
And there's one factor that's worthy for us to understand.
请看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 5.
第一节到第三节。
第八章。Sorry, the book of Acts chapter 8.
第一章，第一节到第三节。
第几章？
第八章。
The book of Acts chapter 8, verse 1.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太、撒玛利亚各处。有虔诚的人把苏提凡埋葬，为他捶胸大哭。第三节。
Verse three。
扫罗却见残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下在监牢里。这里记载耶路撒冷教会受逼迫。
Here it talks about the church at Jerusalem faced great persecution.
像这种情形，你要在耶路撒冷那边的教会啊做圣工也是很麻烦的。
So if you were to live in Jerusalem, it would be very difficult for you to find any work to serve God.
苏提凡叔叔呢做见证被人逼迫死了。
Stephen is a good example for.He was killed during the time of persecution.
有很多人为了要服侍神，结果呢被抓去关起来啊。
There are many people who want to serve God, but they were being arrested.
那在这种情形之下呢，你要在教会里面做圣工，真的很不方便。
So during this time, it's very hard to find any work to do to serve God in church.
那结果就在那边闲站了。
So as a result, there will be a lot of workers just hanging around and doing nothing.
还有一种。
There's another kind of person.
应该要退休，但是舍不得退休，就卡位啊。
He's supposed to be retiring, but he refused to retire, but just want to hang on to his position.
有的国家呢，这个退休制度不太好啊。所以有的人宁愿到年纪很大还要继续上班。
In some society or places, they will hang on to their job, even though they are retired.
因为卡位太多啊，新进人员没有空位可以进去工作。
And because a lot of people want to hang on to a job, to, even though they should retire, there's no vacancy for young people.
同样呢，在教会的行政组织里面也会卡位啊。
And it's the same in a church. In a church, organizations, for example, there are people who want to just stay on to their administrative work and refuse to step down.
摩西所注定的规章细则里面啊，就是在旧约圣经里面，祭司服务的年限啊，规定都很好啊。
For Moses, in all his law and regulation, talks about the time period for priests to serve. They should serve from what the age that they should retire is also recorded very clearly.
请看民数记第八章。
Turn to the book of Numbers, chapter
8, 24节
verse 24.
民数记第八章二十四节
Numbers chapter 8, verse 24.
利未人是这样的，从二十五岁以外，他们要前来任职，办会幕的事。二十五节
verse 25.
到了五十岁，要停工退任，不再办事。
Here it talks about their age.When they should serve and when they should retire.
25 to 50 years, 服务25年，蛮长的啦。
And Levites should serve God from 25 years old to 50.
50岁还不算老人员嘛。
I don't think a person who's 50 years old is considered as an old man.
但是圣经记载还是有很多老祭司啊，他们卡位啊。
But here it records that there are lots of priests. Who are older that still refuse to retire.
所以年轻技术啊，就闲站啊，没有办法。
So as a result, the young Levites has no work to take on.
所以教会的行政工作啊，能够有一套很完整的退休制度也是蛮好的。
So I think it's a good thing for a church to have very complete regulations with regard to administrative work, serving and the age of serving.
否则的话，卡位会造成很多闲站的人。
However, otherwise, this may result to less vacancy for younger people, and as a result, there will be people hanging around.
除了这些实际情形以外。
From all these actual incidents,
还有一点,
there's also another point.
所有的世界的一切的工作呢，在神看起来，到后来都是会归空的。
All the work that we take on in this world, our labor will finally end.
唯独跟信仰有关系的这些工作内容呢，就不会归空。
All the work we take on in this world will all go in vain.Only work that we put in the Lord will not.
我所说的归空就是世界结束的时候呢，就一切啊，好像白纸一样。
When I say that all the work we do in this world will come to the end, this means that when this world comes to the end, everything we do will vanish.
那么唯独跟信仰有关系的这个价值会演变到来生去。
But only the work that we invest in the Lord will then carry with us to eternal lives.
请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
十五章。
Chapter 15.
五十八节。
Verse 58.
哥林多前书十五章五十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄，你们务要坚固，不可摇动。常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
这里说在主里面的工作呢，不会归空的。
Here it tells us that the labor in the Lord is not in vain.
因为这个跟你的信仰，跟你跟神有关系的，都这个都有那个价值。
Because anything that you do has every connection with your faith and with the Lord, it has great value.
那其他的呢？等到主耶稣再来的时候呢，都成为虚空。
But anything other than these, will all vanish, with the second coming of the Lord.
请看以赛亚书四十九章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
第四节。
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 4.
以赛亚书四十九章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 4.
我却说我劳碌是徒然的，我尽力是虚无虚空。然而当得的，你必在耶和华那里，我的赏赐必在我神那里。
But I said, I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain and for nothing. And yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God.
虽然一生一直的劳碌，一直的劳碌，工作很多，但是跟神都没有关系的，这个就吃亏很大。
It's very pitiful that we labor in all our life, but has nothing to do with God.
所以主要是在这个比喻里面。
So in this parable of the workers in the vineyard,
我们大概可以把它分析做几点给大家做参考。
We can about to analyze all this point for your reference.
那么这个闲站还有一个含义。
And that's also another meaning to those people who are idling around.
闲站一会儿就一整天就过去了。
If you just idle around and stand around for a while, the whole day will just go by.
一会儿一生就过去了。
And a whole day and your whole life will just go by.
所以有句话说，转眼之间就过了一生一辈子啊。
And that's the word that says in the fickle of the second, your life is over.
就进入到这个有出啊，就是下午五点六点这个时间啊。
So very soon, in a flash, you enter into the fifth or sixth hours of your day.
所以家主说，你们怎么一整天都在这边闲站
？So if you were to be standing there the whole day doing nothing.
站了一整天，在世界奋斗一辈子都不信你耶稣啊！
That you can stand around nothing, which means in your whole life you just stand around and not knowing your Creator.
所以在神看起来还是闲站啊。
And you may be working, you may be doing a lot of work, but you are still idling in your faith.
如果到晚年你能够接受耶稣，参与一点圣工，那还好，还是有意义。一千年的报赏。
So in your old age, if you still know to come close to your Creator and know your God, you'll still be rewarded.
所以信仰的问题，任何时间都可以来接受的。
So you can come to know God and receive this faith in any time of your lives.
那参与圣工呢？各式各样都有。参与圣工有很多的项目。
There are many kind of work that you can take on when you serve God.
有的主为圣工讲几句话也是参与圣工。
Some people can speak for God.
那么有关第二个单元呢，就讲到这里。
And I shall end the second part today.
唱诗一百八十三首。
Let's sing hymns 183.